Oh my God. I'm so offended. I'm totally offended and outraged. And outraged and offended. I'm so totally offended by this TV show. One that I find utterly dominated by a white male heterosexual perspective. And I hear that it's guided by an outdated Christian influence. If I'm remembering it right, the show is called, I believe, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Seriously? How can we have this propagandistic trash in our living rooms? Why is the fictional neighborhood run by a Mr. Rogers? A middle-aged Caucasian male? I mean, the patriarchy already has enough power in real life as it is, and he's called Mr. Rogers, please? And that's not the most shocking part. In the neighborhood of make-believe, there are 7 female characters who are played by men. I looked it up on, like, Wikipedia. Queen Sarah Saturday, Henrietta Pussycat, and Harriet Elizabeth Cow, all male puppeteers. When there are so few good roles for women, why are men taking these roles? It's disgusting. And I am most offended by that little train, the neighborhood trolley. I don't think viewers should be encouraged to ride in trains when there are more eco-friendly forms of transportation like biking and walking. Not to mention how the trolley cars are shaped. They're long and thin, like a penis. And you know what that means. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is a horrible influence on the public. I can't believe they let children watch it. I want to protest to Mr. Rogers in person, except they told me he's dead or something. Some people will totally do anything to avoid social responsibility. What a coward. I am also offended and shocked and outraged and totally offended by Legos. Seriously? I think Legos are a crass oversimplification and trivialization of the hard work by the men and women on our construction industry. It's disrespectful and really classist. I totally expected a lot better from Scandinavia. My boyfriend has a problem with Legos too, as in Legos killed his grandmother's cousin. His grandmother's cousin stepped on a Lego and he tripped, and when his face hit the floor, a Lego man jammed into his eye and he died instantly. It was very traumatic for my boyfriend. So that's why Legos are now a trigger for him. Children totally need to start stating a trigger warning before they play with Legos in front of people. So don't make jokes about Legos. They're not funny. But I have issues with you too. Most specifically, I am very offended and outraged and offended and scandalized and very, very offended by your dog. Seriously? I swear your dog totally has no people skills whatever. He does gross things in public parks without any shame. He steals your food and he just barks at random people. He doesn't even listen before he speaks. Totally like a man. And he won't even keep his mouth closed when he chews. That's really, really gross. But even worse, I think your dog can't control his urges. Almost like he's some kind of animal. There was that one time when I was at your house and your dog just kept licking me. It was very inappropriate and I didn't like it. What a creep. Then he started sniffing around my crotch area. That was a form of sexual harassment. If I'd had mace, I'd have totally maced your dog. I wanted to get my boyfriend to beat up your dog, only my boyfriend was totally offended by that because it was like cruelty to animals or something. Oh my God, he's so immature. Grow up, loser. But do you know what really offends me about your dog? It's when you play fetch with him. You always use a bone or a stick or a rolled up newspaper. It's always an object that's long and thin, like a penis. And you know what that means. And most of all, I am extremely offended and shocked and scandalized and outraged and offended by this piece. Seriously? That's totally not fair. The way it makes me sound like some ignorant flake who's just looking for excuses to be offended. And speaks almost every sentence as if it has a question mark at the end? Oh my God, I sound like such a one-note stereotype. Just because everybody else on my university campus is like that doesn't mean I am. So don't laugh at this piece. It's not funny. The guy who wrote this piece is such a loser. I think he should totally be banned from all recording studios in the country. Then I think my boyfriend should beat him up. Actually, I think spoken word itself should be banned. Poetry readings too. And writing. Nobody should write anything anymore, or read. Let's just get rid of all the literary culture everywhere, because then there's less chance of somebody being offended by it. Totally. Let's just end it right now.